This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're talking about, well, basically mydeclaration.sprm.gov.my, because that is the site you go to if you want to watch, if you want to see that our MPs declaring what should have been their assets, but now it looks like just their salary. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. We did have somebody write in, Eric, saying that the income is per month, not per year, as well as asset details are to be released later due to a technical issue. So in the meantime, you can go on the site and look at our at the salaries, fundamentally.
Yes. And that's fine. It's a jumla pendapatan, so that's great. However, it's not enough lah. And I guess due to technical difficulty, when that finally rolls around, it'll be a very, very important benchmark in gauging our politicians and their honesty, I suppose, to a certain extent.
Their transparency.
Their transparency, yeah, as well. So at the moment, according to, there's a nice little pie chart, by the way, which has split it up to Ahli Parlimen Kerajaan and Anggota Pentadbiran, right? So for government MPs, so far 78 have declared their assets and 47 are yet to declare. For Anggota Pentadbiran or administrative officials, 35 have declared their assets and 16 have not.
So of this amount, what we want to know really is, now that you know, for example, our finance minister is earning, you know, just about 86 plus thousand a month, does that information make you feel reassured? Does it help you trust our politicians more? Or do you need more information? We've had some messages come in with Miza saying, I need more information. That salary figure wasn't a secret before, so it is really nothing. KF says, how can I feel assured? Were they transparent and genuine when they declared it? Which, of course, tells you, I think, a little something about the deficit of trust that they would be working with. MHG says, asset declarations should be comprehensive, including values of their properties, money invested in the share market, savings account, fixed deposits in banks. That's what asset declaration is in the civil service.
Absolutely. Also, it may not just be yours that needs declaring. So your wife's assets declared.
As we've seen in recent history, yeah.
And also your children's assets declared as well.
Also recent history.
Yes, because, I mean, we have seen, I guess we've been burned, right?
Quite badly.
And not just Malaysia, you know, across the region, we've known these things to happen. And so if you look at the website as well, the portal Peristiharan Harta, some people have their wife and their own salary declared, and
I some think include their children.
I was just going to say, I was flipping through, and some include their children as well, which is quite good. And then Dr. Xavier Jayakumar also has pemegang amanah. So those who hold it in trust for him, those assets are also declared. So that's taking it one step further, and which is expected from someone like Xavier Jayakumar. I think that's very cool.
So as Danny points out via WhatsApp as well, Lim Guaning's declaration includes himself, his wife and his son. Hence, in comparison to others, it's only himself and his wife. It's not really that high.
Oh, okay, because I thought, you know, being an accountant, he knows how best to, you know, use that money lah. And
look at you making assumptions about people on their profession.
I was going to say, based on the profession, not on the fact that he was Chinese. I said that he was an accountant.
Yes.
Yes, no judgy.
I was not. I was merely reiterating what you said. Someone is sensitive. Nick Hasyudin says we should be able to differentiate between income declarations and asset declaration. I think that's absolutely so important, because you can, of course, have money that isn't money, right? That's what assets are for. That's what investments are for. And we do need to know all these things to have a clearer picture. And going back to Miza's point earlier about how this isn't enough, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know, does this help you trust our politicians a little bit more? And if it doesn't, what do you need? What would you like to see from MPs in terms of transparency that would help make up that trust deficit? That number to call is 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I've got Nash on the line. Good evening, Nash. What are your thoughts?
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
I think trust is a two-way street. It's good that they have taken the initiative to publish. It's unprecedented. It's it didn't happen in the past few regimes, right? I mean, the past regime. And it's a good move. Of course, there will be a lot of detractors online and all this kind of thing. But I think more importantly, apart from the technical glitch, I think they should put up the assets online as well, I suppose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your wealth is not just on, it's just your salary; it's also your assets that's there. And I think it's the. I mean, as an MP, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, as you want to become a member of parliament, you should then be open enough to let people know that you're legit, you're clean, and all this kind of thing. So, you know, it's a good move overall. But I can see that without any context to the LDE's salary, a lot of people will jump and say that, hey, no, he's earning more than the Prime Minister.
But I told you, it's because he's an accountant and he knows how to work that money.
Yeah, but it's also the, you know, because he used to be chief minister, he's a member of parliament.
Correct.
And there's no breakdown, right? So there's no context. A lot of people will jump, and I've already seen it already.
Fair enough. But for you, it works.
Yeah, it works, definitely. Okay. It's the right move. And I think also it should be extended to every single MP, not just those in government.
Yes, of course.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, its opposition should be credible too. They should also come up with their own, you know, asset declaration, right? Not only just shadow budget, asset declaration too, okay?
Absolutely agree. Thank you very much, Nash.
We're now crossing over for another perspective to Cynthia Gabriel. She's the director of C4. That's the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, thank you for joining us on the show again. So you've been pushing for the practice of asset declaration in order to curb corruption and increase transparency. What do you think of this move?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for having me on your show. I just wanted to provide a few comments on today's news, actually, that on the 1st of November, the details of the asset declaration of the members of parliament and political leaders holding a public office would actually be up online. This has been two delays. So today we are actually looking forward to looking at the details of the declaration. But what came out was really something which was a little bit disappointing. And it turned out to be an income list, an income chart rather than an asset declaration chart. So that is the first point, because an asset declaration form actually requires the politician, the MP or the person holding public office, to actually declare everything, including bank accounts, property, shares, bonds, everything that has monetary value. So those are called assets. But what we actually saw today is actually an income chart. And I'm hearing from some of our colleagues in the government that they have actually disclosed much more, but it was actually not shown on the SPRM website. So it's been quite incumbent on SPRM now to show a degree of professionalism in the way in which the information is displayed, because it should be fair to both the people and to the politicians that the declaration of assets are properly done. So that's the first point that I wanted to talk about. The second is, if you look at the declaration of assets by Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng when he was Chief Minister of Penang, he has declared a much more elaborate set of assets, which I suppose and hope that the current Pakatan government is doing the same. And the amount of money that is in his bank account and stuff is so much more than what is the income chart now. So the income chart actually talks about just the last 2 months' salary of the ministers since they got sworn in. So that doesn't actually tell the public how much money they actually have in their bank account. So these are some of the loopholes and the flaws that we must rectify, because the public must get a full picture of what is actually the wealth status. So just declaring the last 2 months' income doesn't actually say very much for declaring the wealth of a particular individual. So these were just the two points I wanted to stress.
So did any of the MPs give a sense of why MACC is not reporting their full assets?
Well, they just said they had some technical glitches. And we understand also, because it's the first time ever that Malaysia is seeing a public asset declaration, and it's a big step. So some hitches are expected, but the degree of the hitches now is actually posing a lot of dissatisfaction, both on the politicians' part, some of their details aren't even disclosed, and on the part of the public. So I just read also that some MPs said they had submitted their forms, but the information is not displayed and all that. So it's very like half-baked, you know, and then it just doesn't give you a very good feeling about the seriousness of the whole exercise.
So right now, not all MPs have been listed on the website as having declared their assets or their income. Should it be made mandatory for all MPs, in your opinion?
What we have always advocated for is that there needs to be a legislation on asset declaration. So it compels everyone who holds public funds and who utilizes public funds in the course of their work must be compelled. So the law will actually compel you to declare your assets. So that's why the law is very important. This framework needs to be coded in legislation. And the current instructions from the top, from the Prime Minister and from the GIACC, demanding politicians to declare their assets, have actually shown that some of them really are showing a very tida apa attitude. If you look at the number of MPs and elected reps who have declared their assets, it's quite disappointing. It's less than half or about half. Although yesterday the Law Minister said he had quite a much bigger number, and that 90% of them had declared. But it doesn't show. And for some of them who haven't declared their assets, it really shows that they're not taking the instructions of Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir seriously, because he has affirmed this process over and over again in his administration. The fact that they are not bothered to even submit the declaration forms, for some of them who didn't, actually shows the real need for a law, a legislation that will compel the particular elected rep to declare their assets. And if they don't, then they will be punished. And so this is the kind of structural reforms that we actually need to put in place. So in the Pakatan Manifesto, there is a promise for politicians to declare their assets. And I believe that it is a very good step forward. But a lot more needs to be done to compel and make sure all elected reps actually follow this exercise. And this is an incredibly important exercise in transparency and accountable governance.
So we saw that Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng also included the income of his children in addition to his wife. Some MPs only include their own income or with that of their spouses. Should families be included in asset declarations?
It isn't just about the Member of Parliament or the elected representative. It also should include the immediate family members, as we have seen with the 1MDB scandal and various other scandals around the world. A lot of the wealth gets transferred to the spouse or to the children of the particular elected representative and the politician. So it is very incumbent, very important that the entire immediate family actually declares their assets. And it must be disclosed to the highest possible standards of integrity, that there is nothing to hide, that we know actually that family members of this particular elected rep is not enjoying any kind of suspicious ill-gotten gain and so on and so forth. We must push ourselves to strive for higher standards, and the MPs should willingly come forward to say, I'm ready to do this, and I want to do this, because this will actually ensure better transparency and integrity for all their constituency, and people can actually see what their MP is actually worth monetarily. And it's nothing wrong with being rich, because you can have your own business and you get into politics. But that is just about telling people that you're starting off on this particular level. But you want to make sure that after 5 years, or even every year, if depending on how frequent we want the elected reps to declare their assets, The only point is that they did not get rich on public funds. Public funds are not personal funds. Public funds are meant for public interest issues. So that is the point of asset declaration, to ensure that there was no misappropriation of funds. But if they're privately operating a business or they're a rich lawyer, etc., I think that it's fine, and that's why you need to declare that you're coming in on a particular level. And, you do, and it's even better that you are steady with your income, so that you become less corruptible. That is the concept behind why you need to declare your assets.
Cynthia, thank you for joining us. That was Cynthia Gabriel, Director of C4, or the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, giving us her thoughts on the asset declaration from our MPs that's been published by MACC. We've been asking for your thoughts as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, does knowing these numbers, does that help you trust our MPs that little bit more? And if it doesn't, what do you need? That number to call is 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And if you're going to Twitter, you can also check out our poll. We have that up right now. It's a close neck and neck thing between people saying, yes, it does make me trust them more, and I need more information. So yeah, weigh in.
Waiting for the Najib Razak asset declaration.
There it
Him
is.
Him and the istri. Exciting.
Let us know what you think. Our lines are open. We've got to head to the news now, but we'll be right back. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma. We have been talking about how our MPs have declared their assets and salary, and MACC has published them. You can go look at them if you'd like to see the exact numbers. It's mydeclaration.sprm.gov.my. Mm-hmm. And we've been asking you, with this sort of seeming transparency, is that helping you out in terms of trusting our politicians? And if it isn't, what would you like to see? That number to call, 7733-2900. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And you can also tweet us at BFM Radio and join in our poll that is on Twitter. On WhatsApp, Casey says, well, if they have the intention to hide illegal assets and income, they may have parked it under proxies who are not their immediate family members. How do we ensure completeness? And that's a fair point. I think we're kind of always going to have to take a leap of faith here. Kumar says, and I'm going to have to censor this a little bit, guys, don't stir the pot. I'll leave it up to everyone's imagination to figure out what he might have actually said. It's already great as a start, the assets, as long as MACC knows, it's fine.
I disagree. I don't think it's enough that MACC knows. I think the public should know as well.
Who's
right?
keeping MACC in check? I don't know. It's just you need all these checks and balances.
And at this point, MACC is still pretty much, works for the Prime Minister. MACC is not, I know they want to make it independent, but they haven't done that yet. So MACC should actually report to Parliament. And until they do that, well, they could also be compromised, right? So I think it should be out there in the open.
We have got callers. Zach is on the line. Good evening, Zach. Thanks for holding. What are your thoughts?
First of all, we should not trust politicians at all, because what politician does is they continuously and will always be saying and doing bad things that will get him, that people will vote for him. It's either from the opposition or for the current government. Politician will do anything that so that they can get votes. That's the basic principle for me, I guess.
Right.
But at the end, does this declaration mean? I think it's a good start for our political culture. But at the end, how frequent that this declaration will do? In 1 year, in 5 years, or
how often? That,
yes, how often is that? I mean, it can be, let's just say, if they are doing after the election only, or then I think that's the one question: how often that it should be. And then the next thing is that. Like you say, that they have a public, their own wife, their own son, their own children, their income. But how about the others? I mean, they can also use your other relatives that don't declare their asset. And then let's not forget about cash. I mean, cash,
yes, of course. Yeah.
I mean, you can do 1 million cash that without MACC knowing, since you don't declare it.
Yeah,
so
no. I think you're absolutely right. And thank you very much for your call. And, you know, there are a lot of ways that people can store their money, right? I mean, is a Birkin bag an asset? I don't know. I guess it goes up in value, doesn't it?
Yes, so it is a fashion investment.
It's a fashion investment. So actually, you should declare all of these things. It's very, very important. Actually, Lim Guaneng has done so in the past, right? He's had very detailed asset declarations put out there when he was
Chief
CM
Minister.
Of Penang. Houses, shop lots, everything.
Yes, and it's in that sense, that level of transparency is quite nice to see.
Good, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and whether this can then be transposed onto our current national state, I think that would be nice to witness, should that happen. We've also got a bunch of messages. Yvonne says, it's a PR show, but at least it's a good PR show. For better transparency, have every citizen do it, including CEOs, the way Norway does it. Shiva says, still better than the jokers from the past administration who laughed at the idea. And Vijay says, the asset declaration should be extended to directors or high-position government staff as well, specifically JPJ, Custom, Immigration, Police, etc. Keep your thoughts coming. You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Nasir on the line. Good evening, Nasir. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
I think it's a good start, you know, with this new government.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to propose, probably at the same time, you know, for the public to know, you know, how much income tax that do they pay.
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah. So that's just my thought. Okay, thank you and good evening.
Thank you very much for that call and for your concise thought. But that's a very important thought. I guess that's a big thing in American politics, right? I mean, Donald Trump, for example, has been criticized and continued to be criticized for not actually declaring his income tax returns because, well, I think he's... I mean, some of it was leaked and it shows just how little tax he pays for a supposed billionaire.
Yes. At this point, I mean, it's becoming something that he's just flat out ignoring. that thought from Nasir was also shared by Amar, who says, I hope the minister's income is taxable. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair for them to impose tax upon the rakyat. Shireen says, I haven't had the chance to look at the website, but I am really interested to see Tun Dr. Mahathir's assets as well as his children's to dispel all those rumours back when he was PM the first time. But I think if you were to look at the website when you have the time, what he has done is he's declared himself and his wife. And I suppose that's because his children are not his dependents, which is why they don't fall under him. But I mean, it's still an interesting thing to look at.
And of course, one of his sons is in politics. So
exactly.
You can actually look at that as well.
Yes. Christian says every cent of spending from both government, NGOs, corporations, etc. should be open, transparent and publicly accessible. We also have Victor on the line. Good evening, Victor. Victor, what are your thoughts?
Good evening, Lynn and Uma.
Good evening.
I think the declaration is like a full-length swimsuit. Not very revealing. take for example, the person that I admire most, our Prime Minister Tun M. I look at the figure here is 75,861.57. So what does this tell us? I think this is basically an exercise of reading between the lines. I think what is not stated here is more important than what is stated here.
Interesting. So
what do you mean by reading between the lines, Victor? That's what I'm curious about.
Meaning because I keep speculating that what is not stated here, because okay, first just say income,
mm-hmm.
then without naming asset, and of course the assets of a close relative. So to me, it's not very revealing at all. We know that our dear Tun is worth much more than that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victor.
And that is from a person who worship the ground that he walked on.
Thank you very much, Victor. Yeah.
Victor, before we let you go, though, I did want to know, I mean, so it, as you say, it's not very revealing, but does it help you? I mean, do you feel like it does go some way towards making them more trustworthy, or you just need more information?
Yeah, I think it's better than nothing. It's a good start. And of course, I think we have to perfect it. We have to make it more and more revealing, like a bikini.
Okay, Victor, thank you so much.
Victor enjoys his metaphors.
Yes, that was Victor and a beachside analogy for our show today. Now we've also got Rhys on the line. Good evening, Rhys. What are your thoughts?
Hi, guys. All right. So basically, I think maybe we're just missing out the point, because just by revealing those kind of things, I think the idea is to show that, I don't know whether this MP, where they're getting their money from in the end. So to show that if they have some businesses, and technically that will cause a lot of conflict of interest, those
right.
kind of things. Yeah, so I think that's the main point, right? So that those kind of declaration, we can know where this asset coming from in the end. Either they are doing some business or, yeah, that's what I think. So by having more assets than whatever they can technically pay for from their salary or whatever stuff, it creates a lot of questions, a lot of things that can be considered.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah, and yes, I guess when people do make... Okay, so if you look at other democracies where asset declarations are often put forward, one of our earlier callers asked how often, right? And
yes.
That's usually on a yearly basis. So every year there is a season in America, for example, where everyone puts out their assets, including all of the people who work for those politicians, right? Because like someone said, it could be your brother, your sister, extended family,
you can disperse
all kinds
things
of proxies,
however you want.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's one. And the other thing is, yes, whatever businesses you or your family might be invested in, because that proved to be a very serious problem under the previous government. Is the company that is running clamping services somewhere tied into you or the mayor or someone tied into government? So was it a favor? Was it a crony company? I mean, all of these things are important and need to be declared. Sometimes, I'm not saying you can't have it. Sometimes, Lynn, you're my good friend, but you may be the best person for that job, right? So it's declared and you have the track record and sure, you get the contract. So,
and
but
I can
the
also
transparency
get,
is important.
No, but from there, I can also get the questions. I think that's important, the
yes.
ability for someone to question that. So a number of messages have come in. Ivan saying, does it matter how much they earn? Yes, especially when they start spending above a certain amount. At the very least, SPRM will have a baseline to start periodic tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of transparency. Pristine says, there is very little causation between income declaration and trustworthiness, as greed or extra needs simply can't be measured by shareable means. Even an ordinary person declares tax for full-time employment, yet escapes with plenty of hidden income sources. The possibility is there. And a lot of messages on WhatsApp as well. Raj saying to Lim Guan Eng specifically, I think it's hypocritical for the finance minister of a $1 trillion debt country to earn that much. Maybe he should take a pay cut. Practice what you preach, Lim Guan Eng.
I disagree. I think ministers earn... I don't think they earn enough in this country given the scope of the job, right? So I think Singapore is too much on that extreme. And also, it's not his fault, lad, that the country is in a $1 trillion debt. If you want the best person to do the job, you need to pay them. They need to live, right?
We are unfortunately living in a capitalist society. That's how it works.
Yes.
Brian says, I would like to see Taib Mahmud's assets. That would be shocking. Maybe he would be among Malaysia's richest people.
I want to say the world's richest people, but yeah.
Stephen says, to me, it doesn't matter if a politician declares his income or assets. What matters is he or she must be clean throughout their tenure in office. If corruption's on the radar, then action needs to be taken. and then we've got a listener who says, part of Najib and Rosmah's assets have been declared by PDRM.
They have indeed.
Mm, their photos and everything. Vinayan says, politicians in Malaysia are tax-free lah. All Division 1 government offices should be included in addition to elected members. It would be a good move in terms of integrity. Philip says, hi, you just can't please everybody, right? Importantly, a year from now, are they driving more high-end cars? We need to move beyond properties. It's a good start. At least we know where they stand. It's a good starting
yeah.
point. And Eric says, should definitely extend to NGOs who are in fact lobbyists and interest groups, especially in areas of funding and income. Make no mistake, NGOs like C4 would be labelled as lobbyists in the United States.
Yeah, where what are the sources of your funding? Media organizations, lobbyists. Yeah, it's all important.
You can keep your thoughts coming. We've got more messages coming through and we'll get to them right after this. But you can call us, 7733-2900. WhatsApp us, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We want to hear from you. Does this asset declaration from our MPs give you that little bit more of a reason to trust them? Or, you know, would you like to see something more come out of it? We've got to hit some messages. And then a quick song, One Eye Dollar by Clutch, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma, and we are asking you, with our MPs' assets and salary now openly available to view on the web, does this make you trust them that little bit more, or do you need more information, or you know, what do you need to kind of overcome that trust deficit? That number is 7733-2900 to call us. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Calvin via WhatsApp says, will these wealth declarations, now that they're public, pose any danger or jealousy? You know, might it cause safety issues for that particular government officer?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's something that I suppose... It's a balance, right? I don't think we can necessarily say down with transparency because of their personal safety. Song Chang says related party transactions should be declared and investigated. And then Aslan says it's a good start, but I want to see gifts being declared as well, specifically gifts coming from Saudi royals. I think everybody wants that. Alvin says, I think consciously or subconsciously, we all know that in Tun M's first tenure, there was corruption, probably a lot of it, but he always brought our beloved country forward, put us on the map. We should instead be focused on his second tenure, as transparency is right up on the list of things that our new government will have to portray and maintain. Let's see what our callers have to say. We've got Shiram on the line. Good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, guys. Sorry, the line's not very clear, but I wanted to address a couple of things.
Sorry, Shiram. We seem to have lost you.
Oh, no.
There you go. Shiram, actually, you got cut off there for a while. Could you repeat that? You said, I wanted to address a couple of things.
Yeah, the first is the question whether this actually increases my trust or not.
Okay.
I think the principle idea is good, but here's the thing, right? If it's not done right, chances, especially when it's the first time, it's going to actually decrease trust in people. It's going to make people feel that it's almost like you're just doing it, paying lip service to transparency as opposed to being serious about it. Now, this really should have been an asset declaration and not just an income declaration, because this has been, you yourselves mentioned that the income is already publicly available, right?
What
this is supposed to be. As to whether families should declare their assets, I'm actually split on this. I understand the rationale for it, but at the same time, from a principle, I feel that everybody has a right to privacy, and that includes family members of elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a middle ground here. What if, you know, legislation was required that the family members had to, say, declare it to the MACC, but it was not publicly available? That way, if I had a father or a wife or a child that decided to go for public office, that wasn't my decision. That's theirs. I shouldn't be impacted by it. Right, so I think there's a balance to be had here. But I do also agree that, public officials from the civil service, the police, etc., and also, you know, high-ranking corporate executives should be made to declare their assets, just because wealth is a form of power. And, we don't want to end up in a situation where you're able to amass wealth basically using public position or by access to politicians.
Yeah. I think that there's some interesting points raised there about privacy, and it is something that we do need to consider.
Yes, I agree with that, and then I keep getting
drawn back. We have been
burned. Yeah, I keep getting drawn back to how much the system was abused in the past, right? And one of our listeners had WhatsApped in earlier saying that, I don't care about asset declaration. I just want all of our politicians to be clean. And I think going back to having been burned in the past, I think these are the kind of steps and processes that need to be in place so that we ensure our politicians are clean.
Hasrul has also WhatsApped in a response to Victor's bikini analogy, saying,
right.
I disagree because the bikini actually hides all the important bits.
Couldn't agree more.
Yes. Thanks for that. Thank you. You made that extra something. Let's see what Colin has to say. Good evening, Colin. What are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, yes we can.
All right. This is not mine. This is my pastor. He said it during a Sunday service.
Right.
The politicians shouldn't just declare their assets going in. They should declare it going out so we know how much...
Right. How much they made in the process?
Yes, and we know okay where it comes from. We don't have to see everything. We just have to make sure that the people in charge of making sure that this all stays fairly legal and it's not corrupt cronyism or using their position to increase bypass certain protocols and procedures kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that's an important, yeah. I think it should be both. I think you should declare as you're coming in and then as you're going out, as well as during your tenure.
Yeah, the during is important. I think people have, it seems to be what we're getting from listeners. People have a thirst for information. People want to know these things after years of not having any access to it. So, I think the more information, the better. We've got Hing on the line. Good evening, Hing. What are your thoughts?
I think that I trust the federal government more lah, because now got more, everybody has to be open to periodic scrutiny by the MACC mah.
Right.
But I think a lot of people, they are missing the point lah, which is they scrutinize people like Ashwin Ali, Lin Kuan Eng, how much money they have. But the fact is, they have revealed more when during their time as an executive in Selangor and Penang. It was way more detailed. They explained all the assets that they have, but now only people just want to focus on Lim Guan Eng because you've got multiple sources of income. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we brought up that point, and you can access Lim Guan Eng's public asset declaration on the internet, and you can see how detailed it was. And yes, the then opposition states, to lead by example, were some of the first to actually make sure all of their executives and politicians declare their assets.
In detail.
Yeah. In detail, yes.
Fyrus says, not just MPs or NGOs, we could also have non-profits like Yayasan, etc., so that government money or donated money isn't being used for personal gain. Zulfami says, I think Malaysians might be missing the point. It's not our job to ensure whether this is correct or complete in terms of the asset declaration. Let MACC do that. What about politician security? If Syed Saddiq declares his house is here and here and this is the value, doesn't that open it up to security issues? And I think that's fair. That is something that we haven't examined, I think, in enough detail, because it's just begun. And, I think we're doing what we can with the information we have.
No, we are. But you know what? There are countries all over the world that have done this. So we just follow best practices. They've kept their politicians safe, even though they've declared all their assets.
Yes. Keep your thoughts coming. We are headed to the news, though. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.